All Plus Interactive English Monthly Special Request. March 2009. Section 1. Listening Comprehension.
Part 1. Picture Questions. Look at each picture and answer the question. Number 1.
What is true about the woman? A. She is ignoring the man. B. She takes pity on the man. C. She looks down on the man. D. She has hatred on her face.
Number 2.
What is happening in the picture? A. A severe forest fire. B. A bomb explosion. C. A volcanic eruption. D. A fatal tornado.
Part 2. Best response questions. Listen to the question or statement and choose the best response. Number 3.
Joanne is a nice girl, but sometimes she can be very mysterious.
Number 4.
The thing that Rob loves most about Rex is that he's a loyal dog.
Number 5.
Last week when I went diving, I was lucky to have two instructors.
Number 6.
I read that tiger sharks are one of the most aggressive kinds of shark.
Part 3. Conversation questions. Listen to each conversation and answer the question. Number 7.
Sorry I'm late. The traffic was awful. Have I missed a lot?
No, it just started. I think Helen's team is playing really well today.
That's great. If they win, they will play in the championship.
Right. So please be quiet and let me concentrate on the game, okay? Question. What does the man say will happen if Helen's team wins?
Number 8.
Could you help me take these dishes and cups to the table, please?
Sure. Oops, I spilled the juice. Hand me that towel, okay?
This towel is wet. It won't be able to absorb the juice.
Try to find another one for me, would you?
Question. What does the woman say about the towel the man wants?
Part 4. Short talk questions. Listen to the following paragraph and answer the questions.
At 16, I managed to talk myself into a hang gliding course at a local university. As I watched my classmates run down the hill and try to take off, few succeeded. Most just ran and pushed the glider's nose up, but crashed down tragically before their feet could leave the ground. I guessed what they were doing wrong. None of them were running fast enough. When it was my turn, I walked up the hill with my glider and resolved to give 100%. I shut out my fear and started running as fast as I could. Pushing myself to the limit, I eased the nose of the glider up as I lost control of my legs. I was flying for less than 15 seconds. The glide was so smooth and quiet, but the feeling was intense. I imagined it was like what a bird feels when it first leaps into the air. It was a thrill to see the ground below zooming by. I couldn't have cared less when I finally crashed.
Number 9.
Where did the author learn how to hang glide?
Number 10.
What did the author observe his classmates doing wrong?